Recorder. Here we go. We're up to the Gemara says. You know, let's run over from the Gemara. Let's talk about the Gemara. The Gemara says. here. Hanocha chayif. Okay, so it's mashal hanocha. But let's say a person he throws something, and after he throws something, he has charata. He niska. He remembers. He remembers one moment after he lets go that it's Shabbos. So the only reason why he's going to be potter is because someone came along and grabbed it out of the air, either a dog, it landed on a dog, or someone grabbed it, he's going to be potter. He remembered. And if indeed he remembered, so then you don't have Malachas Machshaveh. So Tanan Kol Chavich HaToyis Eim Chayav Me'ad Shadei Tchilos in the Seven Mishkaga. Om Rav Kahana Seifa Asal L'lachta U'misna Be'etzem. Yiktaka going to be, you're going to be Chayif. Right, that's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is, if you throw something, and it's no longer in your power to stop it from landing, you're going to be Chayif. Even though you remember the next moment. If I throw something, and the second after I let go, I now remember today is Shabbos. It's too late. I did the Akira. I put into motion the Hanocha. There's nothing I can possibly do. I can't take it back. Even though now I know it's Shabbos, I don't have Malachas Machshaves. Who cares? It's too little, too late. Oh, but it says in the Sefer that it's never too late. It's never too late, Shlomi. Never.
What happens if you forget Shabbos before the
Hanukkah? If you forget, one case at a time. What? What do you forget Shabbos?
Akira is because Kavona when you knew it was Shabbos.
Doesn't matter, no. The Gemara is Mashma, you're done. The Gemara is Mashma. That all you need to be Chayif for every Malacha is, once you let go, you put it into motion. If a person does something, he does an action, and he puts it into motion, and he no longer has the power to reverse it, even though he's aware, his frame of mind changes at that point in time before the actual action is carried out, it doesn't matter. What the Torah holds, the Torah is mechayev a person for his actions. If you do an action, you put it into motion, that's it, you're done. There's nothing more for you to do. There's nothing more. You go. You'll say like this. Every time someone shoots a bullet, they'll say, "Oh, I'm Potter," because the second after I push the trigger, I had charata. So there was a split second from the time I pushed the trigger until the bullet landed in the person and killed the person. I had charata. I'm not amazed. It's ridiculous. No such thing. If you put something into motion, you do a ma'isa, you put it in motion, and it's irreversible. Even though the ma'isa is not getting carried out, you're fully responsible. Bein b'shoyg bein b'mezid. But it says in the Mishnah that you can be potter until tchilas in the Saifan, and for the Gemara, an incredible yisoid. The only time that we say that it's never too late is only when it's within your power to reverse the matzav. For example, if you throw a lachta, if you throw this piece of wood we discussed yesterday, it's attached to a rope. So there, you always have the ability to wank it back. That is when we say that we're going to say it's never too late. But let's say it's out of your power. Then indeed, it's too little, too late. Vait and the Gemara Ogda Biyadehu, and then the Gemara explains it's lachto misna Ogda Biyadehu. It's in your hand. Ogda means it's wrapped around your hand. Kevon sheschavim kafayin. And the Gemara says, "Save also lachta u'misna." Frag the Gemara. So what? Lachta u'misna. Ogda biyadahu. Rashi says lachta u'be'afilu kula milsa shaygeik loy mechayiv the ein kan zrika. No, that's not comparable. Because since there are strings attached, that's the reason why you're going to be potter. Don't tell me the reason why you're going to be potter is because it's irreversible. It's because it's reversible. You know, it's not a good example. The case of Lachdu Misna, the reason why you're going to be potter, is because there are strings attached. Not because the lamed is that I can wank, I can pull it back. Therefore, maybe it will be that in a situation where it's irreversible, even though it's irreversible, but it's not in my hands, I will be potter. I will also be potter. Okay, let's see if I'm explaining this correctly. The Marius Akashu Parchinan. Lachto misna ogdoi biyodoi. Rashi. V'afilu kula milso shoigeg. Ah, even if the entire thing from beginning to end was a shkoga, you're going to be potalon mechayv de ein kan zurika. How can you compare this case to our case? Our case, the only reason why you're going to be part, the beginning was bemazit, and then the end is shoigeg. So you want to go say you can't compare to the case of lachto misna. No, lachto misna, even if the entire thing was done from beginning to end, bemazit. Even the entire thing was done b'shoigeg, even if you from beginning to end, you're not going to be chayif for a carbon chatos, the ein kan zurika. There's no potential whatsoever. You cannot compare our case to the case of lachto misna, because our case is where you're letting go. When you're letting go, you're doing a maisa zurika. A maisa zurika has an akira and hanocha. When you throw something on a rope, you're never ever chayim because you never did it an akira and it was never a hanocha. Okay, the Gemara is telling us something very fundamental. If you throw something and what you throw has a rope attached to it, that's not called the Maisa Akira, and that's not called the Maisa Hanocha. So you potter no matter what. If you potter no matter what, how can you compare that to the Sugya, our Sugya, when you're throwing something, when you did a real Maisa Akira, and a real Maisa Hanocha, and now we have a dilemma. What happens if in between the time that you let go and the time that it lands on the ground, you change your mind? We have this very big dilemma. And from the Mishnah Tzmash, where you're going to be Chayiv, and that doesn't make sense why you should be Chayiv, because we have a principle that says you have to be in the Matziv of the same frame of mind from beginning to end. And here your frame of mind has changed from the beginning to end. And that's why we have a contradiction in the Mishnah. We have this big dilemma. And you're trying to tell me, no, no, no. Then when it says that from beginning to end you have to be consistent, that's discussing a case where there's a string attached. Excuse me, that's not correct. When there's a string attached, you'll never be chayiv. There's no potential to begin with to be chayiv in that case because there's not an akir, there's not a hanochos. What are you talking about? That's impossible. That's impossible. Your assumption of the case is halachically incorrect. You're making a presumption that when you throw something attached to a string, when it does land, if you had a kaval, you were shoyig in the beginning and shoyig at the end, you're going to be chayiv a carbon chatas. I'm sorry, you're not. You're not chayiv a carbon chatas. Even if you were a shoyig in the beginning to the end, through and through, because since there's a string attached, that's not called the classic Maisa Akira, Maisa Hanocha. So it certainly has no relevance to our discussion over here. We need a case of where if you talk had kavana from beginning to end, you would be chayiv, and where you break up the kavana, in the beginning you have kavana, the end you don't have kavana, then there will be a different halacha. Then you can mechalik between strings attached, not strings attached, v'chulu v'chulu. But that's, you don't even have the basics, you don't even have the alapes in this case. Now the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara revises his understanding. The Gemara says, "Kegoyin sheneschavin la'asoyz chabura." Ah, the case is going you're right where it's not attached. You're coming with make a chabura. Oh, to chabura. When you want to make a chabura, then the rules are different. Look at Rashi. B'tchila asoy. You know, in other words, you're throwing, we're not deviating from lachdu misna, but you're not trying to mechal Shabbos by doing an akir nadocha. You're mechal Shabbos by causing blood to come out of a person's body. Rashi, b'tchila asoy b'shigas you want to make a chabur. B'tchila asoy b'shigas Shabbos. V'nizgat shalei nasa ha'chabura. And now you remember, before the blood comes out. U'l'oilam b'lachto misna. We're not changing from that pshat. R'goyin sh'nizchavin lasas chabura. Rashi says, I'm reading Rashi. T'hoi mishum z'chiru hu d'miftar. Sh'hoi b'yod l'hachsir nimsa soifa z'adoin. Ha'loi nizgat. But let's say you did not remember. E'nachanam you'll be chayif. Oh, but it's not called a kirnacha. Here's the Gemara's lomdis. This is not a din of hoitzah. You're right, if this was a din of Haitzah, that you need an Akira and Hanocha in a Chinami, you will be potter. This is not a din of Haitzah, this is a din of a Chabura. Chabura, there's no din Akira, din Hanocha. There's a din of you did a Maisa, and there's a delay from the time the Maisa begins until the Maisa ends, and you have a change of Kavana in the middle. So then, you're going, then the Halacha is going, you're going to be Chayiv, if you don't change your mind. Oh, but where is the Akira? Where is the Hanocha? You're right, there is no Akira, there is no Hanocha, because this is not Hilchasha, this is not Zerika. Haitzah, this is Chabura. And until the Maisa Chabura was done, you can change your mind. And especially in this case, when you can pull the string back, and should not happen. So now we're back in business. Okay, so the Mishnah is not a steer from the Reisha to the Sefer for a very fundamental reason. The Reisha is discussing Hilchos Chaitzah, and the Sefer is discussing Hilchos Chabura. So it's not a steer. So the Reisha is correct. The Reisha, once you let go and it's no longer in your power to return, you're automatically going to be chayif in the Melacha D'Oraisa of Chaitzah, even though you had Charata. Because the Torah is mechayiv you for your Maisa, and once your Maisa reaches a point where it's beyond return, even though it has not yet come, been fulfilled, it's not come to fruition, you're going to be chayiv, regardless of any later kavana. But when it comes to the case of the Sefer that says you have to have kavana mitchilos of yasayfa b'shoigeg, that's not discussing a case where you have a two-part malach of akir and hanocha. That's a case of a chabura, and there's different rules. And nachlami there until the very last moment, you can have charot, you're going to be potter. Fact the Gemara that you're telling me that here mesechta perik hazorik adaf chuvbeis, we're discussing the sugya of chabura. This is not the right place. We already know that from a different part of the Masechta. Ha, nami tanena. We learned this already. Hazari glass has chabura. A person throws an iron, make a chabura. For the chabura, potur. So we know this already. There's going to be repetition. And the worst thing in the world is there to be repetition. Ella, Amar Rav, Rav says, b'mavir. Enochinami, we're discussing a naya din. The din of Mavir. What's Mavir? We're discussing Mavir. What is Mavir? Rashi, Elam Rava, Zaklau, Lamavir, Abba Amos, Bereshus, Rav, Nitzka, Kodim, Shavir, Dalat Amos, Osa, Shahoya, Biyoda, Lamoid, Bemokim, Shaniska. The Reisha and the Seifa, Nishta, Zel, Bazach, they're apples and oranges. Not just ordinary oranges, they're Jaffa oranges. It's so completely different from one mint to the other. Why the Seif is discussing the Mavir Dalet Amos Bereshus Harabim. There, you're not throwing. It's always in your power to stop before you reach the Dalet Amos mark. That's why if you have Charata, it's going to be Potter. But in the Reisha, we're discussing where it's no longer in your power, you let go. A very simple answer. That's the answer. But Zorik, Enochinami, Arug L'Rashi, Zekol, Havir, Avar, Amas, Misharam, V'nidah, Kodim, Shem, Hevi, Reda, Avar, Amas, Avar, Shor, Asa. Shohayu, B'yodo, Elam, Bavim, Akam, Shnitzka, Avar, Zorik, Loi, Miftah, B'zvizichi, you're not going to remember. Vayter in the Gemara. Vayter in the Gemara. I lost the place over here. I lost the place. Elam, B'mavir. But it says a klal, and a klal means it's not limited only to one halacha. It's inclusive of many halachas. The Gemara says azrika katani. When it says in the Mishnah zeh klal, it has to be going back on the beginning of the Mishnah. And at the beginning of the Mishnah discussing zrika, how can you say we're discussing them? Bedafka being maveramis, but reshus harabim. Ella Amar Rava, Tarti Katani. You're right, we have a problem. We have to have two different cases. Number one, we have over here is Azorika, Azorika, Veniska. We have to explain the Mishnah Azorika. You do Azorika. And Veniska, you remember. Miachasha Yotzisa Miyadai. You remember. Inami Loiniskar. So now the Gemara is Taka changing its mind. Pile Ploim. Pile Plum. The Gemara now, because of all these kashas, is telling you Anaya Yisoid. And I unfang something that you would not know. This Gemara is my favorite daf in Shas. You know why? Because this daf, the Gemara changes course by
it's your favorite daf, right?
Favorite daf, because this is my favorite daf in the whole Shas. This daf, because this is the only daf in Shas where the Gemara, it says Ella, and it has a totally new perspective. Mimizrach lemarav, mitzafon ledarim. The extreme difference between the Havamin and the Maskana is azoy grois. It's even greater than the righteousness of Rabbi Shaul Lehman kneged my wickedness. It's such an extreme difference. Can't even be massive the difference that would change. In the Havamina, what do we think? That if you let go, you're done. You chayiv already a carbon chatas. And the Gemara's maskana, no. It's never too late until the object actually lands and makes a hanocha. It's not going to be over. I don't understand. If there was no food in the refrigerator yesterday, why do they think there's going to be food in the refrigerator today, Shlomi? What are they thinking? What's going on here? This magical refrigerator over here. I think we should put the refrigerator on the bima. How do you like that? Ella, Omar Rava, Tarte Kitani, Anaya Din, Anaya Unfang, the Gemara is having Charot, Hazar, the person throws, and this can be remembered, Me'acha Shayotzam Yodai. You throw, and after it leaves your hand, you remember. Guess what? You potter. Inami, another halach, Inami, here we're eating words in the Gemara, Inami, or Loinis, Halataki, don't remember, you don't remember Shabbos, but you got lucky, and Scotty beamed it up. Scotty, you threw it, and as it was in midair, Scotty beamed it up, so there was never a hanocha. The call to Acher, Oy Kelota Keler, or the dog came along and it landed, and the dog happened to be in the right place at the right time, and it landed in the mouth of the dog, and the dog's mouth, we learned yesterday, is it's Pachos Midal, it's not the Makam Hanocha. Oy, Shanishrafa, or let's say it was torched. It was burnt in midair. How did that happen? How did it get burnt in midair? It was a laser missile that shot at it from the sky. SpaceX. Potter. You're gonna be Potter. Okay, that's answer. That's Rava's answer. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says a nice answer. Chisur Mechshav Yachigtani. Hazorek, if you throw something viniskar, me'achar sheyotzam yaday, or call to Acher, oi call to Kelev, oi shnishifa Potter. Hanocha chayiv. So what is Rav Ash? What chilik is Rav Ash saying any different? Let's just finish the Gemara. Bamed v'ramorim shachazav. Oh, here's the chilik. Here is the navmina. Hanocha chayiv. You're gonna be chayiv. Why are you gonna be chayiv? Bamed v'ram amurim shloimi yu machavin to the Gemara where the person changes his mind in the mid air. Shachazav v'shachach. When you forgot. You forgot a second time. In other words, you did the Maisa Akira, and then you remember, oi, it's Shabbos Kodesh. So at this moment in time, when you say it's Shabbos Kodesh, if things would continue in this frame of mind, when it would do the Hanocha, it would be a Hanocha in the Matzav of Hayoim Yoim Shabbos Kodesh, which means you'll be potter. You don't have, you're not a Shoyig Mitchilos of Yatzoif. But then a moment after you remember today is Shabbos, you forgot today is Shabbos. So then when it continues the remainder of its trip in the midir until it makes the Hanocha, and Nochamol, it's in the Matzav, where in your mind, you forgot today is Shabbos. So the Techila was Shkaga, and the Soif was Shkaga, but when it was in mid-air, then it wasn't a Shoigeg. Then it was a different frame of mind. So the Halacha is, you're going to be Chayiv. You hear such a story? You're going to be chayiv. Avaloi chazav v'shachach potter. Why shekol chayiv v'chatois in v'chayav ne'ad shetei t'chilosan v'seif and shkaga. Okay, so both, he's saying the Zelbazach of Ashi, he's saying the Zelbazach as Rava, but of Ashi, he comes to add a nekuda. He adds in a new nekuda, nine nekuda, which Rava would not necessarily agree to. Rava may hold that once there is a heves, a mordical lumbus, such lumbus in the Stav Gemara, it's not to be believed, that once, according to Rava, Mehecha Teisa, once there is a hefsik in the Maisa Avera, where there's a moment where it's not B'shoigeg, even though the Techila and the Soif were B'shoigeg, because in the emtsa there's something lacking, that takes away from the din of Malachas Machsheves, which has to be consistent. Malachas Machsheves demands that it be consistent through and through. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a very lamshu Gemara. Very lamshu Gemara. But one thing that we do know, Lamaskana we do know, is that it's never too late. It's never too late. Even when something is out of your control, if I throw something, I did the Akira, and I put il koyach, that it should be a hanocha in an oifan, that I'm going to be chayiv, it's going to be to my detriment. It's never too late for the Ribbono Shel Olam or someone to interfere and to chop it in the middle and to save the fellow from going down the drain. What's the problem?
Nothing. Saving from
Gehenna.
What? You're saving the man from Gehenna.
I didn't hear what you said. Gehenim? What about Gehenim?
You're saving him from Gehenim.
Who are you saving from Gehenim?
This man, when you came in, he was a Kodesh Baruch Hu chapter, and he's...
Ah, he chapter, so he's saving him from Gehenim, from Gihinom. Yeah, I guess so. He's not going to burn. He's not going to be toast. It'll just be a Frankfurter. Vayit in the Gemara. Next Gemara, Nai Unfang. Zaklau, this is the rule. Ki kol chavi chatois idmar shteyamois b'shoyeg, shteyamois b'meized, shteyamois b'shoyeg. This is the rule. This is exactly what we just said before. Rava l'shutasai. Rava says yipater. Okay, mamish the previous gemara. Rava did not want to say chesur mechsera. The meila wanted to say hefzik in between. You're going to be potter. Rava. Also, it's talking not good. Okay, I have to take back what I said before. The Morvia seems to know what I said, because over here it's Rabba. Rava Marchayev. No, I was right. No, exactly. The only time I made a mistake was when I thought I was wrong. Rava Yelujitasa. Rava Marchayev. The Mar explains. Rabba Marpater. Why? I feel Rabba Marchayev. The Mar any deal Lechatse Shiur. There's no such thing as the Yidil Lechatzi Shina. What is that? What is that? The sugya of Ein Yidil Lechatzi Shir. This is the Barvusta sugya of Ein Yidil Lechatzi Shir. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi on the bottom, Rav Gamliel, the Kamon, the Perek Aboyne, Ein, the Perek Aboyne, Chosam, Chigomar, Shir, B'Shoy, Gomar. Okay, Rashi there says, look at the Rashi, Akoyseh, Beis, oh, we did this, didn't we, remember we do the sugya? Hakoy save base oisi ois bebeis helomois the chayiv bo rabban gamliel bois hashnia nigmar hashiur the afhu beshoigig. A person writes two letters in order to be chayiv for the halach for the malach of boine. I'm sorry, for the malach of koisev, you have to write two letters. Let us say you write one letter, which is pachas mikashir. And then after one letter, you become aware, what have I done? I have sinned. Chotosi. And then you stop. And then you forget it's Shabbos. And then you write a second letter. So now, sach hakol, you've written two letters, b'shoyeg, but in between letter number one, letter number two, you had a hefsek, and you realized that it was Shabbos. Rabban Gamliel says you're still chayef. Why? Ein yedia lepachos mikshir. The idea that you had, being that it was in between one letter and a second letter, and each letter is less than the shir, ein yedia lechatze shiur. Yeah? Vaita, nochmal, the Gemara. The Rabbi Mapato, I feel the little deal that says, ein yedia lechatze shiur, hasam hudachi, hasam de hudachi ka gamar shiura. When you finish the shir, b'shoyge kogomar, because when you wrote the second letter, it was b'shoyge. Aval hocha de mezen loy, it's going to be potter. Over here, what are you chayiv for? Mimavir dal ramis. I'm walking dal ramis in the Rosh Hashanah. Where am I really chayiv? When I get to dal ramis, to number four. The first two amis was b'shoyge. The next two was b'mezid. So when I get to the end of the Dalit Amos, I'm amazed. Now you want to go and chaparayin and do the next two Amos b'shoigeg? It's not comparable to writing two letters. When you write two letters, the first letter was b'shoigeg, and the second letter was b'shoigeg. There was, in between, there was a yediyah, a hefsek. But when you did the second letter, which is the makib apadish, the chayiv, that was done b'shoigeg. Here, when you reach the matziv of Dalit Amos, you b'mezid. So it's too late not to chaparayin another two Amos b'shoigeg. Afilu. Now, what's the case over here? The Gemara wants to clarify. Are we dealing over here? Are we dealing over here? When you throw it, it says over here. You know, over here, all it says now, Gemara, is two amos b'shoigeg, two amos b'mezid, and another two amos b'shoigeg. What is the hecha timsa? Is the case where you threw something, or is the case where you walk with something? The Gemara says no. It's comparable because you're not chayiv until it comes to land. Because when it's in the air, it's in the Mekoyim Petor. So the Iker is the Akira and the Hanocha. So just because in mid-air, in the middle two Amos, you have amazed, that's so what? So what? That's Mamish equivalent to the case of the Koysev Shteoysios. The first letter was B'shoigeg, the last letter was B'shoigeg. In between the first and last, in between the first letter and the second letter, there was a Hefsek. That's just like throwing something. There's an Akira b'Rishus HaYochid, an Hanocha b'Rishus Ram, or a Dalit Amos b'Rishus Ram, two Akira and Hanocha. In between, that's not relevant. That's not what's Mechayiv. You should be Chayiv. Ela b'mavir enochinami. The only way to Zetzai in this case is going when you're actually walking. Because when you're walking, when are you going to be Chayiv? When you reach four Amos, even if you don't stop. Okay, I'm assuming that we'll follow like the Mandi Omar, that oimed, the mahalech ke oimed dami. Mahalech ke oimed dami, every step you take is naya hanocha. So when you reach for Amos, you're done. If you're done with that matziv, so then the moment of chiyuv is already going to be, the moment of chiyuv will be bemezid, and it's not going to be a match. Next. Rab Omar Chayiv, he disagrees. V'afil Rabbanan Diyam Yeshu Dilechatzei Shiur. Even the Rabbanan said, when it comes to writing two letters, if you have a kavanah, you become aware of what you're doing in between the letter one and number two. You're going to be potter. That's in that case. Why Hasim Hu D'Biyodoi? Because there, it's in your power to stop and not write another letter. Avol hocha den biyadoi loy, but in this case where it's not in your power, because he's going to learn in a few moments, case zurika, then in this case you're going to be chayiv. Uvimai, what's the case? Ibimavir, you can stop. Why is it different? Hare biyadoi ela bezoirik. Ah, so it comes out now, they don't really argue. Okay, they don't really argue. Rabbah is going to zetzai the case here where you're going to, he's going to zetzai the case of mavir, and it's biyadoi. I'm sorry. It's Zorik. That's going to be the rabbi. That's rabbi. With this, going to be the case of Rava Marchayev. Rava is going to zetzai the case of Zorik, and even the rabbanon then ordinarily say you're going to be putting Michayev. Rabbah is going to say the case is going where it's mavir, and even though it's ordinarily mechayiv, in this case, let me agree, you're going to be potter. So be'etzem, the Gemara over here is coming to say, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholom Ba'olam. This is the typical Gemara. This is my favorite Gemara in Shas, because this Gemara illustrates what it says in the davening, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholom Ba'olam, and that means the Olam HaTorah. There's only one Olam. There's the Olam of Torah. Okay, some people think there are four Olamas. Four Olamas. There's Yenevelt, right? There's this Velt. How do you say this Velt? There's this Velt, and there's Yenevelt, there's Roosevelt, and then there's the Olam HaTorah. The Olam HaTorah. Four Olamas. Four Olamas. And two Olamas? Two Olamas? There's the Velt.
There's two Roosevelts.
Which two Roosevelts?
Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. There are Theodore and Franklin Delano.
So that means there are a total of five. Five Olamas. There's Roosevelt, Theodore, and then there's this Velt and the Yenevelt, and then there's the Olam HaTorah. And the Olam HaTorah is the Olam of Sholem. Talmidei Chacham Marbim Shalom Olam over here, Rav Yehuda Vashti, came to show that there's no machloikis between the two. Rav is going to zet sign bezoyrek, zoyrek, and afilu l'rabbana that ordinarily say you're going to be potter. In this case, l'vi maskim, you're going to be chayiv. And Rav is going to zet sign the case b'mavir. The afilu Rav Gamliel that ordinarily says you're going to be chayiv. In this case, l'vi maskim, you're going to be potter. So there's no machloikis. Everything is gvaldik, the Shalom al Yisrael. That's why the Maram Shalom. Next Gemara. Vait in the Gemara, Omar Rabba Sanaya Din. Zorak v'nochal, we learn if you go and you throw up and if you kill it, but if you have kivshon chayiv. Oh, we learned in the Mishnah, we're talking about the Mishnah, Anantan, Kolta Acher, Kolta Kakelev, Ochnusifa Potter, Stira. Stira. And the Gemara Hossam, what?
Omar Rava, it says
like you have Omar Rava. Ha'oimer Dover B'Shem Omar, you're right, they changed. I have a little doll here, change the girsa. Very good. Ha'oimer Dover B'Shem Omar, mevi gu'ula li'oila, ve'ein gu'ula ela shaduchim. Memela, you'll be zoicha that your daughter's going to get engaged very soon. You see, it was worth it to come just for that tonight. To come in your Santa Claus costume.
Yeah, you as well, my friend. You as well.
I don't know about me. I think already I'm done. Vayit in the Gemara, Vayita, Omar Rava, Zorak, V'nocha, B'fikel, V'fikiv, Shem Chayiv. Frek the Gemara, V'anantanan, Kolota Acher, Kolota Kelev, Oishnusuf Apota, Stira, between Rav and the Mishnah. The Gemara says, a Yisoid, Melechas Machshavis. Anaya din in Melechas Machshavis. You create Chashivas. If you consider the Peh, if you're Mechavin for the Peh, Kelev, the Gemara is saying a murder gazach. There's nothing more ugly in this world than the Pe'a Kelev, the mouth of the dog. Even when Hashem had to go create for Bilam to give Musar, Hashem wouldn't even go so far to open up the Pe'a Kelev. Because the Pe'a Kelev is a dava ma'us ad ma'id, a Pe'a Kelev. It's mechutzif. A Kelev chutz b'yaske. Pnei hador ke pnei hakelev chutz b'yaske. The pnei hakelev, the peh of the kelev, is the gresta mechutzif. It's the most dova maus in the ganze welt. But if you have kavana that it should be a mokum choshuv, it should be a mokum choshuv. So when I throw something, it should land on that kelev. Then you'll be chayif for being maver for hoitzon achnasa. You see, it's an incredible thing. Chashivus is defined by a person's mind. Ad kidei kach, you can make even the dover that's the most most thing in the ganze welt into a dover chashiv. How do you like that? Vaita. Omar Abibi bar Abaye. Af.
Bibi is always
in. Bibi. Bibi. His name is really BV. BV. It's not Bibi. But I'm sure when he learned this Gemara, does he learn Gemara? Does Bibi Netanyahu learn Gemara? I'm gonna be Barabaya, and I'm gonna be Tanin, and we learn the Mishnah, Yesh Oichel Achilas Achas. If his wife would want him to learn, he would learn. If Sarah would want him to learn, he would learn. It's all the wife. Everything in the world is dependent on the wife. Look at Blasio. All of his sins come from the Vab. What do you have to marry her for? Who do you think is telling him to do all these crazy things? Sugar. What?
He's a
fair. Why'd he marry her? Why'd he marry her? Miasa.
He's not Miasa.
He is. Why'd he have to go marry another? What's going on here? I don't understand. This is number Gemara. This is my favorite daf and shas. The riddle gemara. A person can eat one achila and yichayev four chatois and one karban oshem. For example, hatame, a menshala, who's tame. So when he's going to eat now, sh'ochal chelev, he's eat chelev, and v'hu noisar min ha-mukdoshin b'yom ha-kipurim. So he's chayev b'yom ha-kipurim. He's chayev for eating koit kotshim. He's chayev for eating noisar, and he's chayev for eating chaylev. So how many? And he's chayiv also covering asham for he's tamei. Or anis chalis bevasachas. Either it has to be that it comes bevasachas. All of these dinim came bevasachas. Good, very good question. You're saying
the iser for the chalev is when he touches it, not when he swallows it.
The iser of the chalev, eating chalev is first of all, let's learn pashta. We're going like the man. The amar iser chal al. It's a machleks in the Gemara. This is the baravus. The machleks in the Gemara. Iser chal lis and chal. Let's learn the man. The iser is chal al. They have no shalu whatsoever. If you want to say ain't chal lis, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says dal chal lis mishum chalev mishum noisem mishum achilis megiporim mishum tumas kofar lukach hakodesh. V'asham ilois, what's the mi'ilah? De'afilu hu koyein, gabi emurim zorhu. Having benefit from Kodesh, this is a moiridika Rashi. Unbelievable Rashi. You would know this, if not for this, you would know this, that a koyein is also, when we talk about asham ilois, if an individual has pleasure from the property of the Beis HaMikdash, chayav karban asham. Is it shayich for a koyein, chayav karban asham, for having pleasure from the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is yes. When the Kodesh is off limits to the Kohen. When is it off?
Not?
What?
Why would you think not?
Because since it's mutter, or under ordinary circumstance, it was once mukevon shechutra chutra. Since once upon a time, this Kodesh was permitted for the Kohen to eat, lu yitzuya, let's say, one it was permitted for other reasons. Now when it becomes asur, like it's like a din of enis lechal lisser. Now the reason why it's becoming awesome is for zaydika reasons. It's becoming awesome because of noisar, because of pigle, because of this, because of that. So the din of ashami eloi should not apply. Because me'ikar hadin in the good old days, this was permitted to the koyin. Now that it became awesome, the iser is a davar chitzoin. It's a I don't know the lomsha terms they use in the brisk. We should go ask these guys over here who are learning over here. They all the yeshivish terminology. Someone is opening up the door over here behind me. So we have over here. So this is if the chiddush of Rashi is that if a coin. At this moment in time is not permitted to derive benefit for whatever the reason is, or the ma'ach that creates a na'id chalois of asham ilois. Isn't that amazing? Would you ever know such a zach? That's unbelievable chiddush. Vayit in the Gemara, the noise of Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Shabbos, Vayitziyah b'fiv, chayiv. Let's say it was Shabbos Kodesh, and while he was swallowing it, he was walking outside in the street. So it's chayiv now for haitzah. That's going to be number six. Amru loy, the rabbanim said to him, "Ein emin Hashem." That's incorrect. It's not the primary reason. V'amai ha'ein derech haitzah bekach. Frak the Gemara. What's the havamina? How can Rabbi Meir say mechadam mitzis be taking it out into the street when you're chewing it when you're going out into the street? But that's not the derech of haitzah. How could you be chayiv? Enter the Gemara. The zelbi yisad lekev and dukam chavein. Machshavtoi meshav yilei mokoyim mordik baruch hamokoyim baruchu. A mokoyim, the chashivas of a mokoyim, it all depends upon what you make out of it, your mindset. That's why in the Haggadah, before you begin the Arba Banim, you begin with baruch hamokoyim baruchu baruch shenosan Torah li'amal Yisrael b'kdushasai k'neged Arba Banim. Why? Your children are as good as much as your machshiv them. A makom, the chashivas of a makom depends upon is not inherent in the makom. It depends upon the chashivas you give it. Hashem gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. We are in Har Sinai. The makom, the etzem, is a garnish. It's a desert. It's a nothing. But the Ribbono Shel Olam made it choshev. He made the makom choshev by designating Har Sinai to be the makom. It became kodesh kodashim because Hashem made it. Memela your children. The children will turn out. Depending on how much you machshiv them. If you don't give your children chashivs, you don't show them that they're important, and you treat them like weeds, then the taka, they'll be weeds. But if you show your children you're important, you machshiv them, then they become great. A mokoyim all depends on the chashivus you give to the mokoyim. You have to give them. It's a ferish gemara mitzach the shavus of kuf beis lamed aleph. Who doesn't know this? When it comes to the kelef, you can even give the peah kelef chashivus. If you're walking in the street and you're chewing, how could you be chayiv for haitzah? Where's the hanocha? Where's the hanocha? You walk out into the street, you're chewing gum. Where's the hanocha? If you give your peh, your kavan is the peh chashivas, it becomes choshuv. A mokoim depends on the chashivas you inject in it. Hear the words? What? What doesn't make sense?
How can you compare the two things?
What are you talking about? What's your problem? The Gemara is a kasha. A guy is walking out. The guy over here, he said he's b'chayv number six. What's number six? You're chewing gum. I'm chewing gum in the house. I'm chewing the schelef. It's Yom HaKippurim. It's schelef. It's tamei. It's tar, but I'm tamei. And it's noisar. And what else was it? It was noisar. And it was I'm tamei shach schelef u'noisar minu mukdash mi Yom HaKippurim. So you chayev five. Oh, why only five? I have six. Because you can be doing this while you're walking outside. You'll swallow the moment you walk outdoors. So you have six. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? In order to be chayiv, you need to have a hanocha on a mokoim of dalid al dalid. When you swallow, your throat is not a mokoim of dalid al dalid. How can you have a mokoim hanocha? And for the Gemara, if I want it to be choshev, it's choshev. Dalid al dalid is not because it's a reshus, it's because dalid al by default is choshev. But if my kavana establishes that something is choshev, even if it's less than dalid al dalid, it becomes choshev.
I don't understand.
It's
thinking that the swallowing
is
going to a mokum choshev.
Yeah, you need a hanocha in your throat.
Where's the hanocha?
The throat.
What?
You don't need dalid. Exactly what the Gemara is asking. You need a dalid al dalid. Where's the dalid al dalid? Right, exactly. The Teretz says you don't need dalid al dalid. Dalid al dalid is a fiction of the imagination. There's no such din of dalid al dalid. Dalid al dalid is just a default that Chazal yoreilus of daidosh shall order that a horizontal surface that has a dimension of dalid al dalid automatically becomes choshev whether you like it or not. But if it's less than dalid al dalid, you have the ability with your mind, mental telepathy, to make something choshev less than dalid al dalid. That is what it says in this page of Gemara. And that creates now a whole new appreciation of what it means mokoim. Hamokoim yinachem eschem. B'soich shah, what is saying? Hamokoim yinachem eschem. You have to put your mind to it. Mokoim, you see from this Gemara, mokoim depends upon attitude. Mokoim is not something which is established to be something independent of your mind. It's not geography. A mokoim is all dependent upon your mindset. Hamokoim yinachem eschem. There are only 1,000 perushim, but in the context of this daf, it means that just like a mokoim, the principle, the concept of mokoim is what will be a tool for you to find comfort. In other words, work on your frame of mind. Just like a mokoim's chashivos is defined by a person's frame of mind, likewise, in order for you to achieve comfort, strength, the ability to proceed in life, it's perspective. You have to adjust your frame of mind to look at the good and to look at the darker shloilam and to grow from the experience to go forward. It's going to take work on your part. Don't think that it's a free ride. We live in a world. Well, it depends for who. It depends. Look, there are only 1,000 perushim, so it depends. Some avelim we're spoiled brats. We live in a generation of spoiled brats where we have entitlements and everything has to be super duper easy. We live in the microwave generation where the attitude is, I want it now and I want it hot. That's the generation that we live in. So everything has to come easy. Easy button. You sit by the base oval, they have in front of them from Staples the easy button. They just press the easy button and all the problems are solved. That's not reality. That's not the way our parents grew up. Tough love. I went right before Corona season, the last simcha that I went to this incredible simcha, and the father of the chassid, he was mishabeach his wife, the mother of the chassid, and he said that the success that our child has developed to be a ben Torah and a Yerush Shemayim and a goyin is my wife. She raised him with tough love. You hear? We live. That's an old-fashioned principle. But unfortunately, I can tell you, it's the only way to go. Look what's going on out here in this world today. What?
Tough love works.
It does. It really does. The problem today is, in this generation, there is absolutely zero mussar. Zero. Zero. Nothing. Nothing. Mussar is not even the slightest concept of a mussar. Nothing. Nothing. Garnished. And all of our problems, every single problem is rooted in the fact that we do not have anything called mussar in this world. Out the window. Out the window. Rav Shaul Salanter, he wanted to establish in Germany 500 Musser Stibloch. You know what you do in the Musser Stibloch? No Svarim. You don't learn. There's no Gemaras. You learn, you go to a shul, you go to a Beis Medrash. A Musser Stibel is only to learn Musser. Mesilas Yesharim, Shari Tshuva, Chavis HaLevavis, or just to sit there and meditate, think about life. A network of 500 Musser Stibloch. People should go and spend time all over Europe.
How
many did he end up for? Zero. Weiter the Gemara. Okay, weiter. By the way, you know that Simcha was? You know that Simcha I was talking about was? You know who it was? Rabbi Soliman. He's the one who made that speech. He made that speech.
How long ago was this
Simcha? It's right before Corona. It was like 2 weeks B.C. 2 weeks B.C. B.C.
Memory, my friend.
2 weeks B.C. Before Corona. Before the...
February or March?
What?
February or March.
It was like a week before Purim. Right? Something like that. Right before B.C. 2 weeks B.C.
February 29th.
That's when my grandson's bar mitzvah was. February 29th.
You missed it. Weit in the Gemara. This is the day for the Amar Lo Rabbeinu Moshe, 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 the mindset is what creates the Mokoyim. It's your kavana. You think the children are just going to grow and become talmidichem? You have to have a machshava. You have to have a plan in order to raise children. They should be tzaddikim. Weiter. Hajnaloch hazarek. May we come back to you, hazarek. Haboyne. Boyne. Now we come to a binyan. We come now to the perek of shaduchim. A binyan adayat.
How many pages?
Haboyne kama yivne v'echayiv. How much is the shir? Haboyne kolshu, a small amount. Kolshu, a small amount of yichayiv. Hamasasis, what is this called? Small amount? It depends, whatever, I don't know, we'll see. Hamasatis. Masad means to chisel stones. Masad is to quarry or to smooth out stones. What is makel lepatish? This is a major machlokes. We should makel patish. This is makel patish uvim atzot. See, we only say half the expression. You go ask Make Bepatish. Did you ever hear a public speaker say Make Bepatish Uve Matzod? Shlem, you ever hear someone speak like that in public? A Rashiva. Uve Matzod. Make Bepatish Uve Matzod. The Moloch is not Make Bepatish. The Moloch is Make Bepatish Uve Matzod. I never hear a Rashiva say this? Giving a Shir Klali and Darshning. Is a shiloh, is a shiloh of boineh, maybe it's a shiloh of makeh bepatish uve ma'atzod. If you ever heard a poisek say that, you would say, this guy is weird. He's weird. But that's really what it's called. It's called makeh bepatish with a hammer. Uve ma'atzod is a sledgehammer. A sledgehammer. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, aboineh shavu, so Rashi is murder gazach. Mesateis means make a square. To make a square, umesakna kolufi amokim. Sheyesh mekama shergilim lachlig. Sheyesh mekama shergilim lachreitz to make it smooth. And someplace lach it should bochanitzim chanitzim beeretz Ashkenaz. So Rashi over here is saying very strange things. When was the last time you ever see Rashi say beeretz Ashkenaz? Ashkenaz is Germany. Rashi was the Frenchman. Is a Mardik Rashi. Rashi is giving a historic Rashi. He was born in France. He went to study most of his life in Germany. And then he went back to France to establish his own yeshiva in France. So Rashi, he learned the terrain, he learned about the Welt when he studied in yeshiva, when he's studying as a student in Eretz Ashkenaz. And now when he's writing his commentary, he's telling you it was Tutzach Da in Eretz Ashkenaz in Germany. Is that an amazing insight into Rashi?
Okay, and it's a pick.
So what? A pick? Fine. Vaita. Now what is that's called Boine. What's called Machir? Now here's a very important Rashi. It's Kedai to come tonight only to learn this Rashi. Mlebasi El Zudayenu. Hamachir Patish. Pick. What's a patish? A patish is a hammer. Shemifoitzes is a very important Rashi. Look what he says. It's a sledgehammer. A pick is a sledgehammer. Look what he writes here. Shemifoitzes boi esoeven min hasela. You shatter esoeven min hasela. Those are two words which most people don't know the difference between the two. And Rashi here now tells you what the definition of these two words are. An even is a fragment of a sela. How do you like that? So you go and you pull out of the ground natural. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he creates Sela'im. Man creates Avonim. How do you like that? An Evan is a man-made object. A Sela is an object that's made by Hashem. Hashem never made Avonim. He made Sela'im. Man comes along, he takes a pick and he gives the Sela a Zetz. And the Sela shatters into Avonim. You hear Shlomi? It's not the natural form. The natural... What? So what does it mean there? It says, Ho'even asher son mirash yisof. So that means that had to be that Yaakov took something that was already shattered by somebody else. Who was that person that went and broke the stone, the Sela for Yaakov, to make it? No, look what it says here. It says, Shemefoyte Spoya So Evan Min Hasela. You want to say they're both natural, then Evan is small and Sela is large? All right.
And the
heaven
is a stone.
But here the person with the patish, he's making from a sela into an heaven. Hashem told.
He's building something, so you have to even have the stone, you take off the pieces, you chop it into usable parts.
Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he hit? He hit the sela, hit the heaven. Vayachas ha-sela. Ha-sela. He hit the sela. Vaito. Now, after you quarry the Evan, Saviv, Umavdil min ha'orkitzas, who make a patish, make a gedoyla, vihi misporekes, vinoifeles. V'zeo gemar melacha shel chaytzvei evin. Rashi over here is a very important Rashi. He's teaching you what it means makir b'patish. Rashi says there's something called a sela and something called an evin. An evin is separated from the sela. We have a quarrier. A quarrier goes to the mountain and he starts chiseling away to separate an evin from the sela. And now he gets to the last zetz. The last zetz, which is going to be the makeb patish. And when he hits this, the zetz, he knows in his estimation, from his experience, that now the evin is going to fall off from the sela and it's going to be a greiser simcha. V'zeu gemar melacha shel chazesim. Chol ha'goyimah b'shabbos melacha. And now he goes on, Rashi goes on to say, Mer d'gavart, by extension, anyone that does in, many G'dayle Yisrael have spent sleepless nights deciphering with these words, V'chol ha'goymer b'shabbos melacha. What does that mean? Anyone that concludes a melacha, what kind of melacha? What does that mean, baking? In baking, there's a din of in oifa and afia, in ketzira, in all the lamed test melachas. There's oichel a din of boine. Makim patish. Makim patish is a chelek of the other melachas. What does this Rashi mean here? What do you mean melacha? What melacha are we discussing? A melacha of Shabbos or a different melacha? What does it mean exactly? Very mysterious. I don't know the answer. The chol agoyim of Shabbos melacha toledes makim patishi. Matzeit, afikim my kornis, godol shel barzel, lebinyan shel barzel. Okay, so the matzad is used for a binyan of barzel. So here, what are you doing over here? You're knocking something off? It's also very not clear. What is it over here in the sun is dalit? But become. So that means every time you do the last of the melacha, you chayfa two melachas. If you're doing zareya, the last seed I put in the ground, I'm chayav for Zoreya and for Makir B'Patish. If I have to go plant 1,000 seeds, so for the first 999 seeds, I'm chayav for one melacha of Zoreya. When I get to seed 1,000, the last seed, I put the last seed in the ground, I'm chayav two melachas. So it turns out, that according to Rashi, you take Rashi literally, there's never a hechatimsa of where you chayav Makir B'Patish alone. Makeh b'patish is a supplement for another malacha when the other malacha you're doing is the gemar. If I'm stitching, for every stitch, you chayiv malacha of teifer. But when I get to the last stitch, it's the last stitch. So now I'm chayiv two malachas, teifer and makeh b'patish.
You only finished the second last stitch, so you didn't chayiv makeh
b'patish. Right. So it turns out, according to Rashi, if you take Rashi literally, there's never a hechatimsa where you chayif and makir b'patish independently. Makir b'patish always accompanies another malacha. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos, makir b'patish, perish b'kuntris, shum b'feitzitz, b'boi b'as ha-sela l'acha shechat sova, v'ein nira l'ri. The ri does not agree with Rashi. The b'mishkan lo have a binyan avonim. There was no stones. V'lo shavik hatani gom gram alof tekeh, lo have a b'mishkan, v'lo ka makir b'patish, v'lo have a b'mishkan. So first of all, Rashi is saying the ikum malacha is stones, and then everything else becomes a toloda. Memele elanir lerida high makir patish highnu ma. Then my makos achron shemaka as I cleave b'shul gemar malacha. Shach the kalim. All right, we have to stop here. Okay, take care.